Honolulu's most respected fine art and antique dealer, Robin Bunton of Honolulu Gallery, closed on Beretania Street last Sunday. The gallery actually started 43 years ago when Robin and his wife Judy opened Shibui Antiques in Keaau. I heard the elder Buntons moved to Mexico, and I've been looking forward to catching up with their son Tusha and daughter Aisha Bunton, who now own the business.
Oh my gosh! Like, I can't believe what I had my bag on.
It's only 7,000 years of jade carving.
Oh, wow.
We're known all over the world for our Asian antiques. And Chinese jade is one of my specialties and was one of Robin's specialties. And it's so sad to see that disappearing, because we did shows in New York, Hong Kong, Shanghai, San Francisco, literally all over the world. And those antique shows, art shows, are all gone. Retail business is dead. That's basically what all of this comes down to. We can't afford to have such a high overhead and compete with people who are selling things on the internet out of a warehouse at wholesale prices to the public. And so you will not be able to go into any place any longer anywhere to look and physically see fine art and antiques. We became, at a certain point, a showroom for people to go and look at what they could then go and buy online. We cannot compete with that. That's what the internet has done.
We tried regular jobs and some really great experiences, but we were so spoiled from this lifestyle of, you know, oh, wow, what is that? You know, there's a new story. There's a new form of entertainment almost, you know, that, oh, Dad would tell you what he had found and why it's so cool. And the more you look at it, the more you can see what's happening and how it became that way.
Sometimes Robin would show us something and we're like, what's that? You know, and it doesn't seem like anything special or... But once you start to, you know, really look at it and see what is in it, then it's like, wow, that really is wonderful. That really is great. It's not something that hits you over the head right away. And that's what I was telling you about, you know, the younger generation and this sort of attention deficit disorder that is so constant, is that they want that instant gratification of being hit over the head with something wonderful. And that isn't what everything is about. Sometimes you have to live with it a little bit to see the beauty in it, to see how incredible it is. You get into something and it inspires you. You want more. It's like the worst drug ever.
One thing that our dad has always told us is, if you want to hate something or someone, don't learn about it. I think that's so true. It's not necessarily that the younger generation is lacking in any way. It's just that their environment has been so different. And so I think they value experiences much more. You know, travel is relatively easy now compared to before. And like Tusha was saying, if you take an example at... in the early 1800s, when you traveled somewhere, you would sketch the Taj Mahal because you don't have an iPhone. And so that makes you, that forces you to look at it for a long time and to notice all those details and to try to understand it.
Talk to me about collectors, people who are open to having that experience. Well, have they changed over the years?
Yeah, very much so. I think during the time that we were growing up in this business, a collector was someone who traveled the world, who read a lot of books, who was curious about life and other cultures and other experiences. And only by, you know, traveling to those places or experiencing other things could you acquire those things. And so it was extremely personal to the collector, and it was not only beautiful, it just had a lot more meaning to them. And then that would inspire them to continue collecting and learning about that form of art or artist that they encountered.
Who are these people? What are these collector people like? They still exist, right?
Well, I think you'd be surprised at how normal they are. I think a lot of people think like, ooh, collectors are these rarefied creatures that must have tons of money. But that's not true. There are a lot of people that are on a fixed income, and they pace themselves. You know, they buy the best that they can afford at a certain time, and they're thoughtful about what they buy. And I think there's a lot of hesitation, in a way, for people who haven't been exposed to art, is that they don't want to look stupid. You know, like, well, is this good art? Or, you know, am I just making a fool of myself? Mm-hmm. And that's a question that constantly comes up anywhere in the art world, is what makes it good art? And the truth is, if you like it, it's good art for you. And people will tend to, you know, you give them choices of like, hey, you know, between these two, which do you like? Oh, well, I definitely like this one better than that other one. And surprisingly, they discover that they do have a taste for art. It's just that they've never been taught to express it or to have confidence in what their own taste is.
But I keep telling people, we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're changing avenues. Aisha's going to be doing paper restoration and art restoration and online sales and so forth. I've gone back to school, I learned some more, and I am now a realtor. I'm an agent for Sotheby's, and Sotheby's has a great art name. I plan on selling homes with good artwork in it. How's that? It's a different avenue.
We have to give so much credit to our father.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
Well, I think my dad is pretty fearless and just bursting with creativity. Every moment he is creating something in his mind or with his hands. And he has tried and failed so many times, and we've seen a lot of those failures, but he's also succeeded. And that's where we draw our inspiration of, yeah, you just gotta change. Nothing stays the same. Even though he won't say that he's a Buddhist, he believes in Buddhist philosophy. And so he always told us, nothing stays the same. Life is always changing, and you have to change with it. There's no fighting that. And you know, that teaches a certain mindset of resiliency. Our parents retired to San Miguel de Allende. So we're so grateful that our parents, you know, had the chance to retire to such a adventurous and beautiful place. They've met so many like-minded people there.
How old is your dad now?
He is
77.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, her name is Judy.
Yeah, and she is 68. Yeah. And she is doing trapeze yoga. And they take, I think, 2 hours of Spanish lessons every morning. They just do stuff. They're always busy doing something. And
do you think he'll be back to Honolulu much?
Not much. You know why? he went and opened a little gallery.
Okay.
They moved there, and for 2 years, they were like, yeah, we're retired. We're, you know, like, just going to exercise and make friends. And then we get a call. We got this great little gallery. And, you know, you can hear it in their voice. They're just like little kids, like, oh, I'm going to do something fun and cool and make friends. And that's what they do. It's a tiny little place, but it's a place for them to share all these stories and have fun.
What's the name of it?
It's White Lotus Galleria.
White Lotus Galleria in San Miguel de Allende. You may not find it online. How about a toast? Was that fun hearing about Robin Bunton of Honolulu Galleries? How about a toast to new beginnings, huh?